Track 22.
Good afternoon. The subject of my presentation today is the myth of time management. There are thousands of books and online courses on the market which are designed to help people be better managers of their time. They all suggest techniques for using our time more efficiently. They recommend making to-do lists, prioritizing, and not answering the phone as ways to make us more time efficient. But do these techniques really work? They say that time is money, but time is not like other resources which we manage, such as materials and machines. Use of time depends to a large extent on personality and attitude, but also factors outside our control. Sometimes we can change our own behavior, but time management really depends on changing the behavior of the people around us and the demands they make on our time. This is always difficult and often impossible. As a result, you can be a very efficient user of your time, disciplined, organized, and choosing the right moment to do vital tasks, yet still feel stressed and overworked. In fact, in many cases, this is simply because you are being asked to do more than is possible in the time available. The reality is that our use of time is usually about making choices that we don't in fact have. One of the recommended techniques is to close your door at certain times or leave your voicemail to deal with calls. That's all very well, but if interruptions and dealing with unpredictable human problems are part of your work, then those techniques don't help very much. Another time management technique is to analyze what you are doing and decide if it is important or not. Well, I think most people of average intelligence can normally see the difference between activity which is useful and activity which is a waste of time. Unless they dislike their job or their employer, they will do useful things in their work time. Time management may work with jobs with very defined tasks, where procedures and processes are very clear. Machine operators, for example, don't have to worry much about managing their time because the pace of work is imposed from outside. On the other hand, if you are faced with a task which involves creativity or problem solving, how exactly to perform the task may not be clear. It could also be that you are in a job where you lack either the necessary skills or appropriate training to carry out your duties. We have to remember that there will always be more work than time. This is what keeps us employed. How effectively you use your time is a question of ability, training, and proper planning. But above all, it is about having a positive attitude towards your work combined with reasonable expectations about how much you can do.